This call is being recorded.
Hello, everyone. This is Renee Rentmeester. I'm the creator and executive producer of the Cooking Without Looking TV show and podcast. And today we have an extra special guest who's going to give us a tip for cooking that no one has ever given us or anyone else before. Her name is Janetta Price. Welcome, Janetta.
Hello. Thank you so much. I appreciate the opportunity to share today, and I look forward to networking with you as well in the future. So hello, world.
Hello, Janetta. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
A little bit about me. I am the baby girl out of four. I am the founder and CEO of Blind Girl Magic, which is an inspirational company, and I design motivational gear to uplift and encourage the blind community and educate society. I also recently passed my state board for clinical mental health counseling. I'm going to pat myself on the back.
And that is great.
Last but not least, I am a spoken word artist.
Oh, we'll have to hear some of your poetry.
Are you going to share? Of course.
Good. Well, tell us what happened. You were telling me a little earlier that you weren't born blind. Tell us what happened.
Well, at the age of 25, I began to lose sight due to aggressive glaucoma. A little bit more. It's not about me losing sight, but me gaining vision. I tell people it took for me to lose sight to gain vision, and once I gained vision, God allowed me to see better. I didn't have a total of 22 eye procedures. It was a time in life at 25 where I was just really blinded by my blindness. I always share with everywhere I go the three C's of life: challenges, choices, and consequences. At the age of 25, my challenge was blindness. I made a choice to sit on the couch. The consequences was negative. I was bitter, I was angry, and I was non-productive. Today, my challenge is still blinded, but I made a choice to get up off the couch. And the consequences, oh, they are positive. I went back to school, received my bachelor's, my master's. I'm an advocate. I'm a mentor. I'm a spoken word artist and activist who making a difference in our community. So what are you going to do when the three C's come for you? So I just thank God for now I'm on the positive side of the consequences, and that's where I want to lead people as well.
I love that. And you know, the focus should never be on the blindness. The focus is on you.
All right, Ms. Renee. And I just want people to know that it's not over, but you can start over. And by changing your mindset, because when I thought my life was over, I acted as if it was over. You still can live your life. And I want people to know that you can live your best life without sight.
Well, I love that. You know, there was a commercial I heard the other day where they were trying to raise money for their organization, and they were saying how can you imagine being blind and you have to depend on everyone, and like, well, that's not the message we want to send out, is it?
Of course not. And actually, my poem, Blind Girl Magic, I have an intro poem that I share everywhere I go. It touches on those misconceptions. And those same misconceptions is what I believed when I first started losing sight. That's what helped me in a bed of depression. You know, so many like, oh, I'm not going to be able to do this. I can't was the number one word in my vocabulary. But now, you know, I had to change my language to I can. So I think this will be a perfect time for me to share a poem.
We'd love that.
So you guys can have a feel of Blind Girl Magic as a company and as an individual. Here we go. Blind Girl Magic is the type of magic that struts in the room with her white cane extended. Her hips shift like the motion of the eyes of the sighted. Who would have guessed that this blind girl possessed magic? Abracadabra. Now you are convinced that I have some magical superpowers with a supernatural S on my chest. Well, That will be yes for success. As I leap over obstacles in life, dodge negativity, slam misconceptions of society, slap I can't in the face where I did, that is the fact that blind girl magic goes back to Helen Keller, way back to Harriet Tubman. Born into slavery, escaped the freedom, but she did not stop. She went back and back and back to lead others to freedom. Blind girl magic is built off the shoulders of phenomenal women. Blind girl magic is the independent movement that is leading our blind sisters to freedom of depression, low self-esteem, lack of confidence, anger, bitterness, rejection. Abracadabra, you are set free. Blind girl magic lives within me. And I said loud and said proud, I got that magic. Thank you.
I love it. I love it, Janetta. That's great. That is so great. And what kind of response do you get from your audiences when you read that, when you recite it?
Oh, everybody is feeling super great. They feel like they have that S on their chest and that they can conquer the world. I always get nothing but love and good vibes and energy. Everyone is really at the edge of their seat waiting on the next poem. So, and it's all about letting people know that you have that magic inside of you. Like I said, at my beginning stages of losing sight, I didn't have that magic. Well, I didn't know I had the magic because all I was receiving at that time was negativity about blindness. Like, oh, I can't and I can't. But once we remove that and allow the magic to happen, you can conquer any and everything. Like I said, I received my bachelor's and my master's as a blind woman. You know, when I had 20/20, I wasn't doing that.
Right.
So blindness is a vision and purpose. Like, it's when you know your purpose and you can walk in it, your walk is different. That's why I said, like, you know, blind girl magic is a type of magic that walk in the room with her white cane extended. Your walk is different. You know, your head is held up. You walk in with confidence, and that's the difference.
And I think that there have been other people who have said similar things. You have to have confidence in yourself, and that breaks a lot of the stereotypes that people have about blind people, doesn't it?
Of course. And like I said, it was one, I wrote a poem and it talk about, you know, me being like, at first everything was like, you know, I was ashamed to say I'm blind, you know,
mm-hmm.
And so,
mm-hmm.
So many people look at me and go, oh my God, are you blind? And so it was like, I just hated being associated with blindness. But then once I started accepting my blindness, I realized that it wasn't about me. It's not about me. When you asking me, am I blind? Because now I have vision and I'm looking at you like, are you blind? I'm going to share this with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this answers your question because it's a poetic journey we on, Miss Renee. The name of this poem is Are You Blind? Are you blind? That's the question at hand. Before they even shake my hand, the only thing that they see for sure is not me. Of course, it's my BLIND. Standing bold and beautiful as I tap across the room, shorelining with a burst of confidence. Excuse me, ma'am, you don't look blind. Well, could you please explain to me how blindness looks? See, blindness is not the presenting problem. The lack of knowledge and misconceptions of blindness serves as society blindfolds. Low expectation creates social barriers that prevent us from reaching our goals. Excuse me, ma'am, why do you walk with that stick? That is the question. Correction. This is not, nor would it ever be a stick. It's my cane. In the blind community, we name our canes. Please show some love for my bestie. She never leaves my side. And a matter of fact, she's my eyes. I walk with faith into a world of possibilities, believing that I can tap into my vision. Faith detect roadblocks, allowing me to overcome life obstacles, change direction, and discover the impossible. Are you blind? That is the question at hand. Even before they shake my hand, are you blind? Yes. Once I finally said it with no shame, I took back my name is Janetta Price, and I am blind. That's when I realized that the question all this time was not for me, but for you who have sight with no vision. Are you blind?
I love that one. That is wonderful. And you know what? In both poems, I like the, how should I say? It's got a little bit of angst to it. It's got a little bit of bite to it. And I love
yes, it. Yes. Like, and it's a representation of me because I'm a little spicy. Okay. So put a little season on that while we're talking on the cook show. Right. So
that's right. That's right. Well, you know what? Sometimes I think, people want to sugarcoat sugarcoat blind people, you know, like there was a friend of mine who a perfect stranger walked up to him and gave him $100. You know, they just want you to be a victim. And then when you're a victim, you don't have your power anymore.
Yes, yes. And that's another role I serve as president of the National Federation of the Blind Community Service Division. And that is our mission, where we go out and we serve in our community, because so many times people see us always on the receiving side, but we are big givers as well. And that's how we're going to go out and change what it means to be blind, one service at a time. And I just love the fact that we're the new blind, you know, and we're out, we're parents, you know, we're doctors, lawyers, we're poets, counselors, the list goes on, entrepreneurs, the list goes on. You cannot put us in a box. We refuse that. Like, that's not happened on our watch. So I just thank God to be around among a community of visionaries. That's how I see it.
I know. I agree. I agree. And it's just wonderful to see like the really young people too who are blind. It doesn't seem to be as a weighty situation for them. In fact, they show off their technology to their sighted friends. You know, it's really nice to see the mindset kind of change and turn around, where, you know, you're not expected just to do nothing with your life once you go blind. It's not a death sentence.
No, it's not. And I'll say this, we in the blind community have came a long way, but we still have a long way to go. And that's why I really thank God for the advocacy that we do, like living our lives in our community. Like every day we're a walking advocate in our community for change. And that reminds me of my Blind Girl Magic Year. So this collection came out in January, and it says Braille Rockstar. It's a beautiful black bold shirt with red bold letters that says Braille across the top, but the two L's are Braille cells. The word Rockstar is underneath Braille, and it's red letters as well, but the O is a bold yellow peace symbol, which is symbolic for Dr. Martin Luther King, which we celebrate his legacy as well in January for his birthday. But he was also a public servant. And without the civil rights movement, it wouldn't be any other movement, okay? So I wanted to acknowledge Dr. Martin Luther King, because we get to share this awesome month with Braille Awareness, and also, you know, celebration of Dr.
Black
Martin.
Black History. Yeah, Black History
and
Month.
So, Black History Month is in February, so I sold this shirt throughout from January all the way out. But the K in Rockstar is incorporated, it's the white cane. So everything that I design is purpose-driven, and it's a statement, and it's an educational piece, and it's also a confident piece, okay? Because once you fly on that Blind Girl Magic gear, you feel that magic, and you know you're not alone. And what I love about Blind Girl Magic is you don't have to be blind to rock our gear. Everybody rocks Blind Girl Magic, from my coworkers to my family to my friends. It's a movement, and it's all about the vision.
I saw one of those shirts online, and they're beautiful. They really are. They're very striking.
Thank you, because we want to walk with confidence and with our shirt. So anything I design, I just wanted to be a great representation of us in the blind community. So yes, everything that I design is popping.
Well, let me ask you this, since you have already acknowledged that you're spicy, has there ever been something that someone has said to you where you had to really bite your tongue?
To bite my tongue? Okay. Well, I am, you know, I am an advocate. Okay. So I remember when I lost my voice. So, but now that I bite my tongue, I think I'm confident enough to deliver what I need to say. So I won't say just bite my tongue. And I'm not sure. Can you elaborate a little bit? Because
What I mean is, what is the craziest thing? Because I know, just like you said in your poem, people go, well, you don't look blind. And it's like nobody carries flashing lights over their head saying, I'm blind, you know. So what are some of the crazy things that that people have said to you?
Okay, I'm going to give you a funny, right? So in the community, I live in Beaumont, Texas. It's a small community, and it's a smaller community of blind individuals. And so one day, I love to shop. So I'm in the store, and I'm just tapping around, feeling on everything. I am just in heaven, okay? Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden, a lady came up to me. She said, excuse me, ma'am, could you please get that shirt for me up there? I'm like, you want me to get the shirt for you up there? And I was like, excuse me? She was like, I was like, you want me? And she was like, yeah, I see you have the pole in your hand. I said, ma'am.
Oh, my God.
It's my cane. So I thought that was really funny. And she just looked at me like, and I just laughed, you know, because I knew that, you know, she the lack of knowledge. She did not know. And so when I told her I was blind, she was looking at me like I told her something wrong. So, and then I just started laughing. And because some of it, you must laugh. Laughter is good for the soul.
Right.
And I'm sure a lot of my blind brothers and sisters have some funny tales about people approaching them with their white cane as well.
Oh, sure. Yeah, we've heard a bunch of them. But are you tall also? Because I know I get stopped in the store and people are asking me to reach for things for them too. Are you as tall as well?
Of course not. I'm 5'5" and a half on a good day, okay?
So she just saw the cane and thought you could take it down?
Yes. Like, I'm like, lady, I'm blind, you know? But yeah, so that was a moment that I'll hold on to. And it'll keep me laughing as well as I share with everyone. Mm-hmm. But it's all a lesson. It's all fun. But it's a lesson. And that just shows that it's more work that needs to be done because our community is unaware of, you know, of the blind community. So that's why I'm big on putting on events. I have an event that's coming up on tomorrow.
Yes, tell us about it.
Yes, it's entitled I Am Black History. Everybody on the program is blind or supporters of the blind. They will recite monologues. And I love the fact that it's a twist to this monologue. So they would, whoever they select, past or present in history, but they also going to share about themselves because we are all history makers. All the funding will go to young girls and women of color for scholarships also. And also like anybody that's active in like the art, if you paint or spoken word, we want to just really embrace the art. Writing was my life support. When I started losing sight, I was able to journal a lot, you know, and then I was able to share my story. And it's healing in your words, just not for me, but for others. So, like, whatever your outlet is, art, if it's, you know, painting, if it's singing, I want young blind girls and women of color to be able to provide them with scholarships to help them pursue whatever art they're in. So I'm super excited. And it's all in honor of Black History Month. And I have like so many, I want you guys to zoom in the room and just know that it is going to be magic in that Zoom room, and you don't want to miss out.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Tell me, what are some of the things that you can tell us about that'll be part of your event?
We're going to start off with some live entertainment. I have people from all over the world, and this pandemic has been the perfect opportunity for me to connect with more of supporters and my blind brothers and sisters all over the world to put on such a magical event. So at the beginning, it will be live entertainment. And then we also thank a lady just hit me up one day. She texted me and she was like, she want to be a part of the event. And I ended up calling her and she was a fresh breath of air. And found out her name is Dr. Monique, and she's a best-selling author, and she wrote a poem called I Am Black History. And I am so honored that she wanted to be in, you know, on our program. So you will have a little spoken word, you will have monologues, and you will have a good time. So I'm asking everybody to please come out and prepare to enjoy, to be entertained, but educated as well and uplifted. No one will walk away from this event feeling the same.
Well, it does sound wonderful. And, you know, I think people complain about the pandemic, but actually, like, the point you made was, like, people getting on Zoom and reaching out all over the world and speaking with each other and you know, maybe it isn't the same, but it's very nice. It's given us a chance to do something that we've done before, but only in a different way.
Yes. And it just gave, I know the pandemic, you know, I really wasn't big on social media. However, with the pandemic, it has allowed me to embrace social media, and it has really been a blessing for me. So sometimes we don't understand. I tell people life happens. I'll go back to the three C's. Life happened, but what are we going to do? So I had to embrace it, because if you don't embrace it, then you'll get left behind in whatever situation. So that's my spiel on that.
Well, tell us about your three C's.
That's challenges, choices, and consequences that I mentioned earlier. The three C's of life.
Right. And tell us how you embraced them.
Well, I embrace them with everything I do. As I stated in the earlier of the interview, anything that I do in life, I want to end up on the positive side of the consequences. So I encourage everybody to embrace the three C's of life, you know, and know that it's not over, that you can start over. And that's what it's all about. I'm a willing worker. I'm a willing vessel. And I just thank God for allowing me to be able to also give back that encouragement, those blind skills to the next person. And it even go beyond blindness. Any situation or challenge a person is having, mine is blindness, but whatever your challenge is, know that you could overcome it.
That's right. Now, I know that you told me ahead of time that you're not a big cook. And really, cooking without looking is just a way to soften speaking about blindness and getting people encouraged to all get together to unite instead of dividing. Food is just a great way to bring people together to talk about the things we need to talk about. So, but you gave me a tip that no one's given me before. And what was that?
My tip is to all the cooks, as long as you're cooking with love, it's all good. So continue to just put your passion and love in cooking, and everybody would enjoy your cooking. So that's my tip. Cook with love.
Well, what do you cook when you just like, what do you make when you just want to have something to eat?
What do I make when I just want to have something to eat? Okay. Like I said, I make dips, and you know, I do a little something, but that's not something that, you know, that I could give someone a recipe. I could give you a recipe on how to to heal from whatever pain that you experience.
Then give it to us.
I could give you a recipe for that. And I say to write. And I will be conducting seminars called the Right to Heal Seminar, and that's WRITE. So I encourage everyone to write your way to your healing place. And that is you pulling out your computer, your tablet, your phone. It doesn't matter. Whatever form of writing is for you, Braille, your slate and stylus, whatever you use, write your way to a healing place. So that's a recipe that I can give you guys, because that's something that I'm passionate about, and that's something that I love. And if you're passionate and you have love, you could cook up anything.
Exactly, exactly. Perfectly said. Well, what's your favorite food to even go out to eat?
I'll tell you this, Renee. If you put cheese on anything, then I'm a cheesy, okay? And so my family tease me about it all the time, but I'm a cheesehead, okay? So that's my thing. You put cheese on broccoli, I'll eat it. So that's just a little something about me. But I love pasta, so I love pasta. And that's something that, you know, it doesn't matter what type of pasta, really. I love it. Just put a little cheese on it, please, and thank you.
Well, you know, I'm from Wisconsin, and I feel the exact same way. Put cheese on it, I'll eat it. If it's a chair, I'll eat it. You know, anything with cheese is good.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
You can't go wrong with cheese. But so what are, like, your favorite restaurants to go out to?
My favorite restaurant, I love Papa Do's, so that's like my favorite. When I passed my state board, me and my chapter members of the Federation, we went to Papa Do's to celebrate. Papa Do's is also a great supporter of the blind community. Anytime I'm doing an event in my community, Papa Do's always donate by way of gift cards, always support us, always have, like, great customer service. So I love the Papa Do's. I love to go places where, you know, that have really good customer service, and Papa Do's goes over and beyond.
What kind of a restaurant is that?
Papa Do's is a seafood restaurant.
Ah, okay. So seafood with cheese.
But yeah, they have, like, different dips, like with shrimp and crab meat, and have, like, cheese in it, but yeah. So, but I love also, you know, I love catfish. But Papa Do's is one of my favorite restaurants because of the quality of services that they give us in our community.
Well, tell us, to wrap it up, Janetta, tell us how people can reach out to you.
Yes, thank you. You can reach out to me. My email is my last name and my first name. It's Price, P-R-I-C-E, .Janetta. J-E-A-N-E-T-T-A @gmail.com. I repeat, price.janetta@gmail.com. And also, I can be reached. My phone number is 409-344-1005. I repeat, 409-344-1005. And in closing, I would just like to say, invite everybody out to I Am Black History. If you need more information, email me or call me. It starts at 6:30. You can Zoom in and experience an event that would change your sight to vision.
Well, thank you so much, Janetta Price, for being with us today. I really enjoyed your poetry, and I can't wait for you to tell us how the event went. You take care.
And, all right. Thank you, Ms. Renee. Thank you for the opportunity, and I appreciate everything that you're doing for the community. God bless you.
Oh, thank you very much. And thank you again, Janetta. This is Renee Rentmeester, the Cooking Without Looking TV show and podcast. We are changing the way we see blindness. You can reach us at www.cookingwithoutlookingtv.wordpress.com. That's cookingwithoutlookingtv.wordpress.com. Thank you for being with us and have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.